This is the Tri-Star State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of March 18th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Governor Bill Haslam is headed into the final months of his term, and he's decided that combating the opioid epidemic will be his last big legislative push. Haslam started the session by endorsing a proposal that would impose stricter rules on prescribing the painkillers. And while that particular measure moved forward last week, it was a tougher fight than most had expected. Here to talk about that bill and others that hope to rein in opioid abuse is Nashville Public Radio healthcare reporter Blake Farmer. Hi, Blake.
Hey, Jason.
So there seemed to be a lot of support when Governor Haslam originally announced his opioid plan. Lots of lawmakers literally standing behind him. So why has it been one of the last things the legislature decided to take up this year?
Well, I'd say basically because this infringes on the turf of one of the most powerful lobbying groups in the state, and that is doctors. It does appear that some of them are still not happy with where the bill is. Let me play a sort of awkward moment from the Senate Health Committee last week. This was the first roll call vote on the prescribing restrictions.
Mr. Secretary, if you please call the roll.
Senator Briggs.
Richard Briggs is a heart and lung surgeon from Knoxville, and he just sat there for 10 or 15 seconds.
It's nice to go first, isn't it?
All right. Senator Hale.
So Briggs opts not to vote. Senator Joey Hensley of Hohenwald, also a doctor, voted no. Both expressed some concerns about unintended consequences. For instance, hospitals might decide to hold on to patients longer rather than sending them home with opioids. But much of it boils down to the headaches that this will create for doctors who already have more regulatory hoops to jump through than ever.
Well, outside of doctors in the legislature who oppose it, have other medical professionals weighed in on the plan?
Well, the Tennessee Medical Association, which represents the state's doctors, they've been negotiating with the governor's office, and they've won a few concessions that they're happy with. But, you know, this also required them giving some on their end, too. For example, they did not like that the governor's plan required them to check a state database every time they prescribed an opioid to make sure that that patient wasn't getting addictive painkillers somewhere else. So now they'd only have to check the database in the rare occasion they go above the standard amount. However, that standard amount is now just 3 days' worth. The legislation started out at 5, so you can see there's some give and take.
3 days, that sounds pretty strict.
Yeah, it would be the strictest limit in the country right now, though I hear from doctors in the state that 3 days should be doable for about, they estimate, 80% of their patients. Now, another concession here is that doctors did get permission to prescribe up to a month's worth of narcotics, but only after exhausting all other treatment options, and they would sort of be putting their practice on the line that this was indeed medically necessary. If the state reviewed and disagreed, there would be an automatic fine. And even with that 30-day prescription, the patients would only get half of it from the pharmacist and then have to come back for the other half.
Well, beyond the worries about complicated bookkeeping procedures, are there fundamental concerns about the guidelines?
Well, you've had some medical experts wondering aloud if this might just push opioid users to the street to find pills or possibly heroin, which is much cheaper. However, this legislation really only targets people who haven't been taking narcotics. The term is opioid naive. So somebody who's been on opioids for more than 3 months is automatically exempted. And so is a long list of other people, like anyone getting out of major surgery or with cancer or receiving end-of-life care.
So really, this is not focused on people who have to use them or even longtime abusers, but really on keeping people from ever falling into that category.
Oh, right. But that is a fair percentage of folks. The health department says for patients who take opioids for just 5 days, 10% of them will still be on opioids after a year. So, you know, that's like somebody breaks their leg and is still taking pain meds a year later. That, you know, shouldn't usually happen. Frankly, though, the much thornier issue there is cutting the amount of opioids that current users take. You've got thousands of Tennesseans considered chronic pain patients, and this is something they're worried about. A lot of these people have built up such a tolerance to opioids that they're taking huge doses that would kill someone else. But it's serious business talking about stepping someone down off of, you know, the very medicine that people have come to depend on.
Well, this is a big issue, lots of layers, but when it comes to state legislation, is the focus this year purely on prescribing?
There is another bill making sure law enforcement can crack down on the distribution of some of the most powerful drugs we're seeing now, like fentanyl. Also, the legislation would allow for inmates to have their sentences reduced if they go through treatment. But some parts of the governor's opioid attack just need funding, like more TBI agents, and he's proposed $25 million for inpatient drug treatment. But, you know, aside aside from what the governor's doing on opioids, there's also legislation that's advancing that deals with outpatient drug treatment. It would make it a bit harder to prescribe buprenorphine, which helps keep off the cravings. The national trend is to make that medicine more available, not less. So that's something I'm keeping my eye on.
Well, thank you, Blake.
You're welcome.
Join us every week throughout the legislative sessions. We talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. Be sure to subscribe to the TriStar State wherever you get your shows.